Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and man, we got a lot to talk about. We'll never talk about it all, but we're going to try. Mike Sempervivi is unavailable here today, so we'll be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler for his weekly show. And man, we got a lot to get into. I mean, there was a bunch over the weekend. We had two Tokyo Dome shows. New Year's Dash was last night. We had SmackDown going to 3 hours. We had the Collision show. Tonight is the debut of Raw on Netflix. And I don't know how long the show is going to end up being, but they timed out the show yesterday, and it was timed out at 3 hours and 20 minutes. So I hope you're ready. It will not normally be 3 hours and 20 minutes. And we'll get into all of that as we get going here today. A lot of other news from the weekend as well. We'll go over the full lineup for Raw. Hulk Hogan is going to be there. We got an update on Chris Charlton after everything that went down this weekend. Bronson Reed's injury status. The Royal Rumble is going to Saudi Arabia. We got Dynamite ratings. We can talk about the highlights of all of the shows this weekend. There's just a lot to get into. If you're a subscriber, all of it's already been covered on the website. Vinny and I actually did two shows on Saturday, me and Vinny. We did a full hour on Wrestle Kingdom and a full hour on Wrestle Dynasty. And then Dave and I did 90 minutes trying to cover everything yesterday as well. So if you don't get it all today, WrestlingObserver.com, or you can sign up at YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. But we will get into as much as we can on this program here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's actually Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom Lawler here. Brother, we ain't going to have time for that full SmackDown report here today.
Oh, what a shame.
We can talk after about the highlights.
After the big move to 3 hours, I couldn't wait. What a great another hour of my life that I spend watching SmackDown now weekly.
Well, I'm actually getting some news right now that I was unaware of until just a moment ago. But it appears that SmackDown's 3 hour runtime may be temporary. They may be moving back to 2 hours this summer. So I don't know what's going on, man. I mean, here's the thing. So they signed a deal for SmackDown. But, okay, let's say that we signed it. Let's just throw out easy numbers because I'm not all that good at math. Let's say they signed a deal for $100 million a year for two-hour SmackDowns, okay? Well, if they're moving to 3 hours, then the deal should be renegotiated to $150 million a year. And we never heard anything about renegotiations to increase the deal. So, you know, as a result of that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, dude. The only thing I can figure is, like, maybe when they signed that short-term deal with USA for Raw, like, USA had already planned something in the 10 to 11 hour, and so it was like, well, you know, we'll give you... I don't know, dude. I can't figure this out, but it sounds to me like they didn't renegotiate the deal. For some reason, they're doing 3 hours for 6 months, and then they're going to go back to 2 hours again.
Can you explain this news that you just got to me? Like, what does this news say?
What do you mean? That's the discussion within WWE, is it's probably just going to 2 hours in June.
Because of them or because of USA?
No one is, I don't know.
No one knows?
No one knows right now.
Lee Fitting? Is it his call?
And it's very much actually like tonight's Raw. And I know what's going to happen is the show's going to be like 2 hours and 10 minutes and everyone's going to say I'm wrong and everything tomorrow, whatever. As of yesterday, they time out the show in advance. You know, because they're like TV professionals. And they timed the show out yesterday, and it was 3 hours and 20 minutes, okay? Now, they can cut some stuff here. Things may run short. Things may run long. But as of yesterday, the show was looking to be 3 hours and 20 minutes long. If you look at the lineup, I mean, it is like the biggest Raw in the history of Raw. I mean, it's a pay-per-view caliber show. and, you know, they're going to go all out. Most weeks, I would say the show will probably be around 2.5 hours. I know that there are shows that will be close to three. There are going to be shows a little longer than three. And there may be shows less than 2.5 hours. But they essentially were supposed to, like, give Netflix, like, a window. But, I mean, clearly it's like there's nothing else after Raw. So even if you give them a window, you can go as long as you want. But it's looking like a real long show tonight.
Did you happen to catch the cold open that they posted?
I saw that Triple H did a very melodramatic cold open.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Did he say at the end that this is the very real story of the WWE?
The very real story?
I believe
I'm not sure. I had the thing somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me.
Very good video package, as they always are, of course, from WWE.
Yes, they're fantastic. And
they're going to pull out all the stops tonight. CM Punk, Rollins in the main event, I believe. You think that's going to end the show? Are we getting Roman and Solo to open?
Here's the thing. So CM Punk and Seth Rollins was supposed to close the show, okay?
Oh, but.
But then The Rock,
change.
The Rock is showing up tonight.
He's been excavated for this show.
You know, here's the thing that I'm thinking, though, okay? So, obviously, the idea here is to attract a whole bunch of new fans, get a whole bunch of new people watching WWE, okay? I can't imagine some bloke who hasn't watched wrestling either ever or in years deciding, I'm going to give the first Raw on Netflix a try, and then watching for 3 hours and 20 minutes, okay? If you look at the Raw ratings, the current Raw ratings and the breakdowns.
The other option, Brian, is that he goes, I'm going to catch it tonight, but I'm only going to tune in at the end.
Well, here's the thing.
Which is not going to happen either.
Well, if you look at the Raw ratings and the quarters, and they got all these breakdowns. I mean, most people do not watch all of Raw, okay? I know there's the idea that, okay, if Raw did 1.4 million viewers, 1.4 million people watched all 3 hours of the show. Like, that doesn't happen, okay? People tune in, they watch an hour and a half here. Other people tune in later and watch an hour and a half there. Some people do watch the entire thing. But to me, this is the first Raw on Netflix. And so, honestly, Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa with The Rock appearing should probably open the show. And then you can do CM Punk and Seth Rollins as the main event. But, I mean, the reality is, the most watched thing is going to be the first hour of this Netflix show. So
CM Punk gets his main event over the Hollywood star making their return finally.
Well, think about it. If you're booking this like, okay, this is a show for wrestling fans. This is the main event for people that are dedicated to Raw. CM Punk and Seth Rollins. It is the biggest thing on Raw right now. I mean, honestly, the way they booked Solo, I find CM Punk and Seth Rollins to be a way bigger match than Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
However, they did plant some seeds of doubt. Something is going on with Paul Heyman. If you noticed, he held up his fingers. He put a 1, a 2, and then the weird 3, just like The Rock did when he showed up.
Well, I fully expect The Rock to be involved in the Roman Reigns Solo Sikoa thing. And what I honestly think should happen is Roman should beat this guy. And then, you know, I got to tell a story real quick. A digression, okay? So this was like 1998, okay? And I was doing some feud, and it was somebody in some little indie promotion, maybe Tim Flowers or whatever. It doesn't matter. But the point is, I was fighting for a title, okay? And, you know, we were doing these angles or whatever, and it was like, okay, you know, you're going to lay me out, or that you're going to think you won. We're going to do like some disputed finish where I thought I won, and then I was going to go to get the belt, and it was going to be reversed or whatever. And I remember saying to like Buddy or Tim or whoever, I was like, so should I get the belt and like, you know, parade around like I won, and then the ref will, and it probably was Buddy, because he goes, are you out of your mind? You will not touch that belt. You will not lay one finger on that belt unless you actually win it. Because the idea here is, you know, That's the prize. You don't want to be holding up the belt. So anyway, it's like an old school thing, but to me, it's like Roman can win the match, but he should not put that Ulafala around his neck before either Paul turns on him or Roman jumps him or whatever, and then Roman takes the beads. And now Rock has to beat Roman to actually get to put those beads back around his neck again. So I've been told it's not going to happen, but you know what else I was told? I was told that Tiffany wasn't going to cash in on Nia. And I said, yes, she is. She is. It doesn't make any sense. No, she's not gonna. And you know what happened? She did. Because at the end of the day, that's what made sense. So we'll see what happens tonight.
I'd like to say, too, because I doubt we'll get a full SmackDown report in here today, but what a chaotic segment that was. And to be honest, I absolutely loved it.
It was awesome.
I love the cash-in. There was so much going on. So much went down. The crowd was hot for it. I was ready for it. I thought it was one of the more memorable cash-ins in gosh, the history of them.
Well, you know why? Because they built it up for 6 months. You knew what you wanted to see. They teased it and they teased it and they teased it. And then they delivered it. They didn't do something silly, like have her cash in at the end of Rhea and Liv or something like that.
And they really did
what you expected and what you wanted, and this place went crazy.
Tiffany never did like a big turn. She just went, if you remember last week when Candace and her were arguing over the briefcase, she just goes, I want to be the champion.
Yes.
And, well, sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes that's as simple as it is. Sometimes you just want to be the best at what you do, and sometimes it's on the airwaves.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, here's a full lineup for tonight. Tribal Combat, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Paul Heyman has the Ulafala. He will present it to the winner. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, expected to main event. Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley, last woman standing for the women's title. Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. The return of John Cena, the debut of Penta, probably as Rey Mysterio's partner versus The New Day. The Rock will appear, and Hulk Hogan will appear, as apparently WWE and Hulk Hogan have made a partnership agreement regarding Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer.
Yeah.
What next?
WWE is a minority.
Should we create a beer, and me?
No.
Or maybe do a TV show?
You know what? Yeah, I was going to say all the friend groups always think they should make their own beer. Is WWE, did I see this right? WWE is a minority partner?
That's a story.
And Hulk Hogan agreed to work with a minority?
Would you stop? Are you proud of yourself?
Oh, boy, am I ever.
All right, so that's the lineup for Raw tonight. We'll be recapping that tomorrow on the show. And yes, it looks like the prediction show is going to be Wednesday. So this coming Wednesday, we will do the live prediction show at noon for Wrestling Observer Live. And then at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it is the debut of After Dark Radio on Sports Byline. And I will be joined by Carl Stern to talk all sorts of crazy stuff. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. And then we got great guests starting the week after. Not that Carl isn't a great guest, but I'm talking like specifically paranormal-related guests starting the following week.
Carl Stern wrote my book, Filthy Tom's Book of 2024.
Yeah, the
Pro Wrestling Omnibus.
Yes. Good book. I was reading it.
Fantastic.
I was very disappointed to find out the truth about Abe Lincoln and his wrestling career. But on the other hand, I was really impressed that he was such a worker.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of H.M. Defer.
H.M. Defer.
Sent Brian into the ether with that one.
I'm still coughing. Yes, After Dark will be on Twitch and YouTube and Sports Byline, TuneIn Radio. I mean, you'll be able to listen to it and hear it everywhere. And it's going to replay on some overnights. I don't know when. Hopefully every single night for, like, you know, the After Dark version of the AEW Wackos. Just listen to the same show 7 days a week before the next new one comes. So you have it memorized.
I'm going to hack the airwaves like that guy in the Max Headroom deal.
That was actually a pretty weird thing, dude. They still don't know who did that. I can't tell you anymore, everybody. You'll have to listen to the show. Now, we have to talk about the Tokyo Dome shows. What'd you think, Tom? What was your main takeaway?
I haven't had a chance
to watch. How awesome Ishii is? How incredible Kenny Omega's return was?
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I got a question. I don't have that much time, but I have 30 minutes. Do I watch Ricochet against Zack Sabre Jr.?
No.
Or do I watch Takeshita versus Ishii 3 times?
Are you kidding me? Takeshita and Ishii. I mean, it was... And the funny thing is, you sent me a text. You were like, just shut down wrestling now. Like, it's just over. We've peaked. And then frickin' Kenny Omega came out. And, like, you know what's funny is everyone always goes, why does Dave love Kenny Omega so much? And Dave and Kenny Omega. Bro, I was listening to Observer Radio last night, and, like, this guy couldn't have downplayed it more. Guys, do you understand what happened here? Kenny Omega had a life-threatening injury. Not like, you know, Shawn Michaels had a back injury that forced him into retirement for a few years, or Edge was out for years with a neck. These are all, like, you know, physical injuries, okay? Career-threatening. This guy had a life-threatening injury. He was literally, like, this is not even a joke. If he'd waited another day, he would be most likely dead, okay? That's how bad this was. He took a year off. They chopped out his intestines. There was no guarantee that he could ever even wrestle again. And even his biggest fan, as everyone says, Dave Meltzer, even Dave was like, you know, we're going to have to see, like, hopefully this guy's even at 50%. I mean, that was a really serious situation. Maybe he could be at 75. And I don't want to be that guy, but, like, I texted people before this match, and I was like, this guy's going to come back at 100%, and it's going to be, like, insane. I just had this feeling. And, dude, I'm not talking career ending. Has anyone in the history of this business ever come back from a life-threatening illness and their first match back was like 100 stars? Like, Brock came back from diverticulitis. He didn't come back in a match like this. And then, like, you know...
What was Kobashi's return match from cancer?
I don't know, but I don't think it was this, dude. I don't think his first match back was anywhere even approaching this. And, like, Shibata, I mean, he's great, but I don't think he came back at that level. He certainly didn't come back in his first match back like that. And I'll tell you who for sure didn't, Ric Flair. So, I mean, golly, I have never seen anything like this. It was just absolutely unbelievable. And to a lesser extent, it's like, you know, the Young Bucks have been gone for 2 months, and they haven't done any matches anywhere. And they walked back in and they just, like, just destroyed everybody in that match. Just, they were out of this world.
It was Kobashi and Takayama against Misawa and Akiyama. So,
hey, I'll tell you, as someone, actually, Josh Nason, he pointed out, remember when Shawn Michaels lost his smile? Remember that?
It was a 5-star match.
Well, there was an injury involved.
Yes.
But it wasn't a life-threatening injury. But I will say that he had that, and I believe also a knee injury, allegedly. And that dude took a lot of time off, and he came back, and it was Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog versus Steve Austin and Owen Hart. I probably watched that match 1,000 times. That match was... And it wasn't just that the match was great, but you had Davey Boy Smith, Owen Hart, and Steve Austin in that ring. And Shawn Michaels coming back from all of that wrestled rings around everybody. He was on another level. It was not as good as this Kenny Omega match. Anyway, we got to talk about Chris Charlton.
Yeah, what's up with Chris Charlton?
He was not on New Year's Dash. According to Dave, he is on, quote, indefinite hiatus. And what happened was, it was the Kenny Omega Gabe Kidd match, and there's a few things. Yes, there was a storyline where Gabe Kidd, in character as a pro wrestler, was burying Kenny Omega and saying negative things about AEW. And so, as the commentator in the match, Charlton was telling that story. However, he just kept going. And next thing you know, he is talking about how a money mark, those were his exact words, a money mark stole away Okada, Jay White, and Will Ospreay, and what have they done? Now, I will say, you know, Okada has not had a stellar run in AEW. However, this was the worst week to bring that up after he had a match that was almost better than anything at the Tokyo Dome in the main event of the Continental Classic finale. And you know, Will Ospreay has been, you know, he loses a lot, but are we going to pretend that Will Ospreay didn't lose all the time in New Japan? Will Ospreay is, like, he's one of the very tippy-top guys in AEW. And, yeah, Jay White hasn't been used as well as New Japan, but he was just in the main event of the pay-per-view. He's going to be getting another championship match here soon. And the big thing was, by going on and on about, you know, this guy's a money mark, bearing the Continental Classic, I mean, I can tell you for an absolute fact, this got a lot of heat. And I heard about this that night. I heard about it all day the next day. I mean, people were hot. And they were
there
like,
was a point
you're
on
jeopardizing
commentary.
A relationship between New Japan and AEW. Like, you're going above and beyond just the storyline of the match. This sounds like a podcaster who's just totally into the tribalism. And, I mean, people were hot. And he tried to walk it back at the end of the show, but now he is suspended, or indefinite hiatus is the way it's been described.
There was a point, and I don't remember exactly the comments that he made, but he mentioned something about, you know, the split that when Omega and the Bucks and those guys left New Japan, and there was a point where Rocky Romero, who was on commentary, just goes, like, stop it. You don't know what you're talking about. There's way more to it than that. And I thought, well, wow.
Yeah, so Rocky Romero, like, who is like, not only is he an executive in AEW, but he's also working for New Japan.
He's an executive in both.
Yeah, this poor guy is there at commentary. And, like, what is he supposed to say, dude? And he's trying to just, like, shut it all down. Let's put the guy. Actually, it might have been
Walker.
I think it was Walker, actually, that said, let's put the guns away. But Rocky was trying to defuse the situation the entire time, and Charleston was just on a tear. He just kept going. And, yeah, that's what happened. It's not, like, I'm trying to explain this to everybody. It's not just what he said, but, like, the biggest issue was there were people concerned that, like, this was something that could jeopardize the relationship between two companies. That's what people were, like, very, very concerned about. Like, this is just out of control. And whatever happened, happened, but he wasn't on the show last night. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat. Nope. Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy, original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices. All for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tips, and fees extra.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I got one last thing to say about the Charlton tirade. So, the thing, I mean, forget everything. Like, you know, what he said or the fallout or whatever. Like, the impression I have had is that New Japan and AEW are partners. It's always been pushed like that. It's never been pushed as a rivalry. Even like Forbidden Door, it's like, well, the AEW wrestlers will compete against the New Japan wrestlers. It's never been about a war or one side hates the other side or one side's been like raiding talent. Or he started going on this tirade and I just was like, the idea of this show is like a big joint show. CMLL is there and Stardom and Ring of Honor and AEW, New Japan, all working together for this big, nice event. But then all of a sudden, in the middle of that match, it was like, well, now we're at war. We want to crush these opposition, these horrible people that have stolen our talent. I was like, what? Anyway. Bronson Reed.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Apparently somebody reported he had a fracture. But he noted that his talus bone had been completely broken, smashed it completely in half, had it surgically repaired with screws and fragments taken out, bone marrow taken from my hip, put into my foot. He will not be at any future events, including WrestleMania. So wanted people to just know it's not just a fracture. It's not something to just walk off. So all the best to him. Right in the middle of his biggest run ever, that happened. So hopefully he's back soon. And then Royal Rumble 2026 from Saudi Arabia.
You going?
It's been officially announced. I am not going. Kidding me. God.
I'd be down. Let's take a trip.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's two nights, to be honest. Just like going all that way to just do a night? Go that way and do two nights. That's going to be a lot of clothes in that women's battle royal.
I was trying
to think
how to
say five
this.
Less women.
I was trying to think of how to say this and still be able to attend the event. But yeah, going to be a lot of super woman costumes out there in that match.
I think the women in full body outfits is it's maybe a little less ridiculous than whatever is being worn by Leo Rush and Action Andretti. What are they wearing, dude? What are they wearing? Like.
They look like
are they
Pokemon.
Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're Knuckles. Maybe they were on this last show.
They're echidnas now that Sonic 3 has hit the movie screen.
Bro, I don't do this often, okay? Dave last night goes, have you seen Wicked? I know you have, Tom.
He learned quite a few
We're not talking about that.
He learned quite a few lessons from Wicked.
Yeah, he learned a lot of lessons.
Pray tell, what are
if
those?
If we didn't have so much to talk about last night, I would have asked. Maybe I'll ask tonight, but it's the Raw debut. But the point is, I went with my kids to Sonic 3.
As did I.
Dude, this movie was great. Because the best part about Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 was Eggman, Jim Carrey. It was the best thing about both of those movies, okay? So, yes, it is. I don't know if it's a spoiler. I mean, if you've seen the previews, you know. So in this movie, Jim Carrey plays not only himself, but also his own grandfather. He plays both characters, and they're together on screen the entire time. And it's absolutely, absolutely incredible. I will take them back to see this movie again.
What?
Loved
really?
It. Really? Yeah. You didn't like it? I was amazed. Because when... I didn't know going in that he played his own grandfather, but I knew that his grandfather was one of the characters, you know, because I wasn't paying that much attention to the trailer. So when the first scene, you know, his grandfather walks in. You know, you just kind of see him from far away because he like walks through this door. And I'm like, okay, so we got Eggman and his own grandfather. Who in God's name did they find to like play Jim Carrey's grandfather? Because you have to find some just total maniac. Maniac! Well,
the only guy it could be would was Juice Robinson.
Juice Robinson.
Well, it appears that Brian has caught whatever Dave actually had from their show last night. But yeah, I also saw Sonic 3, but we should probably move on from that and talk about some wrestling. As Brian mentioned earlier, we had SmackDown this past week moving to 3 hours, the first 3 hours.
That was what they call a productive cough. Okay, go ahead with SmackDown review.
Your cough was about as long as the opening video package that they showed there. 7 minutes of Cody Rhodes.
Dude, I watched this show, and now I get why they're going to go back to 2 hours. This was a two-hour show. I'm talking stretched over 3 hours. That 25 straight minutes between the cash-in and the main event, like, oh, my God.
You know what it was like? It was like when you
had months to prepare.
Yeah, you have a paper due, but you haven't done all the research, and you're trying to just stretch it out and make it longer than possible. You're writing as many verbose words so you can hit your word or letter count to get it over with. That's what this show felt like, just stretched out.
It was.
Drew McIntyre came out. He was not looking for a fight with Cody, though. He said he was actually there to help him. Cody didn't believe him. Drew went to leave, and he left Cody with a warning. He said, Cody, you know, you should probably watch your back. And that was a cue for Kevin Owens to attack. They got into a brawl. And then all the officials came out and broke it up. We had Andrade challenging Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental Champ, or United States Championship. United States Championship. They had previously actually fought over the IWGP Intercontinental title in New Japan as La Sombra and Shinsuke Nakamura. We had here kind of a replay from a couple weeks ago. Nakamura tried to unhook the top buckle and use it against Andrade, but Andrade used it against Nakamura, almost got the win, but eventually Andrade went for a superplex. Nakamura DDT'd him into the post, hit the Kinshasa, got the win, but he was beat up by LA Knight afterwards, although he was able to avoid the BFT and get away. Later on, towards the end of the show, LA Knight was leaving, and he let Byron know that he has secured a title shot against Nakamura for this upcoming week. Apollo Crews and Pretty Deadly at an interaction backstage. DIY came in afterwards. Basically, they are looking for Pretty Deadly to help them out. They want Pretty Deadly's assistance as their lackeys, it seems. And in turn, Pretty Deadly will get a title shot. We had Mishin take on Piper Niven. Mishin, at one point, this was the best part of the match, she was twerking, and Michael Cole went crazy on commentary. He said, she's doing the long back attack. There it is, the long back attack. So be prepared
to see
more. It's
funny because Cole's exact words were, that's the long back attack. She told me this morning. Like, okay. Was it important that you told us that she told you? You didn't just like, well, you want to make sure we didn't think you made it up?
Yeah, because you don't want to be on there talking about a woman's behind, you know what I mean, as a commentator. So but I'm sure that's a spot she's going to be working in. She beat Piper Niven, and looks like they're still moving towards this Mishin and Chelsea Green feud for the U.S. title. Paul Heyman showed up. There was a Naomi video package. Paul Heyman came to the ring. We talked about this earlier. He will be the man to have the Ula Fala tonight and present it to the winner of the Tribal Combat match. He came out. He said the winner and only Tribal Chief was going to be Roman Reigns. But as he went to depart, Solo Sikoa came out, talked about how he needed somebody who respected their family to be there ringside in charge of the Ula Fala. He said when he defeats Roman, Paul will put that Ulafala around his neck, and everyone will know that Solo owns the beads, and he owns Paul too. The Motor City Machine Guns, not happy with the actions of DIY. They're looking to get these tag titles back. They take on the champions. Corey Graves all over Gargano on commentary again. Seems like they're...
This guy's going to be on an indefinite hiatus pretty soon.
It's either that
Golly.
Or they've got to have...
He's bearing M-Dog 20. Now we're stepping over the line.
Oh, listen. He mentioned my boy, the Duke, who I will bring up. One of the best heels in wrestling today, the Duke. Still kicking it. The former email PC lover was his original gimmick. But anyways, the Machine Guns looked like they were going to win. They were selling up for the Skull and Bones. Pretty Deadly ran down for the distraction. Los Garza, who had been accused of attacking the Prophets by Pretty Deadly, ran out. They got into a fight with Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly ran in the ring. It was a melee, chaos. I believe the match was thrown out. DIY, still your tag champs. Naya was looking for Tiffany backstage. Sami Zayn and Carmelo Hayes got into an argument. Cody was approached by Nick Aldis backstage. Lots of backstage talking so far up to this point. We had Naomi take on Nia Jax. Lillian Garcia.
Man, the first 2 minutes of this match, they got so completely lost in the corner. I mean, lost. And they're like talking to each other, and then they got lost a second time. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. But you know what? They got back on track, and for the second time, I don't know what it is, but like these two have the best matches with each other every time. This was a really good match by the end.
Yeah, there was Nia was coming off the ropes with leg drops. There was tornado DDTs, pile drivers. They were breaking out all their big moves, blockbusters. Naomi hit Nia with a Samoan drop at one point, which was crazy. Naomi had Nia in a submission. Candice tried to get involved. Bianca beat her up. Nia broke the hold, attacked Bianca on the floor. Tiffany then ran out after they ended up on the mat. She had the briefcase, but as the ref was going to cash it in, she shoved him over the dasher boards, ran over, crushed Naomi with the briefcase. Nia hit the Annihilator and got the win. They celebrated with the title. And then as Nia scaled the ropes to give Naomi another Annihilator, Tiffany nailed her with the briefcase, nailed Candice as well. Bianca grabbed Nia and hit a great kiss of death. Tiffany threw Bianca over the announce desk, cashed in her briefcase with the same ref she had just attacked, and hit the prettiest moonsault ever to get the win. The new women's champion.
Awesome.
Pure
cashing.
Chaos. Wild series of events.
And a very, very clever way to do it, where she came out and, you know, when she teases cashing in but then helps Nia win. I mean, you know, the whole idea there was, well, she said last week she wanted the title. Nia didn't trust her. And so by helping Nia win, she proved her loyalty. And then that allowed Nia to let her guard down, and she whacked her with the briefcase, ended up cashing in. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that she got rid of Bianca, too.
Because
it's not like she automatically was now some baby face.
Although she's going to be.
Oh, yeah, she was over huge. And then the main event, Bloodline versus the Usos.
We'll pick that up after the break. Stand by, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, wrap up this main event.
Yeah, main event of SmackDown. Bloodline 2.0 taking on all three of the Usos, Jay, Jimmy, and Sammy. Jay, Jimmy, and Sammy seem like they had it won at the end, but Jay came off the top with the Uso splash. However, there was a blind tag made by Solo to Jacob Fatu. Jay hit that splash on Fatu. Solo was the legal one. He came in, hit the spike, pins main event Jey Uso in the main event of the first three-hour SmackDown. And the show ended with the Bloodline 2.0 holding up the ones as the beautiful names of executive producers Paul Levesque and Lee Fitting took us away.
Well, I want to thank Darren Peck, the, what do they call him on SmackDown? The lead producer? Whatever. Anyway. Yes, he's the station manager here. I want to thank him and Dom for getting everything ready for Wednesday, which will be the debut of After Dark Radio 2 Pacific 5 Eastern. Wednesday is a huge day on Byline because at noon we're doing the prediction show. We will take your phone calls, your predictions for 2025, and then in the final segment I'll read all the predictions from last year and we'll find out if we have a winner of last year's prediction contest who gets a prize. The winner gets a prize every year. I sent it myself. And so we'll do that at noon. And then at 2, it's the debut of After Dark Radio, Carl Stern. All of your favorite paranormal tales will be spun on that program. It's going to be awesome. And that's coming up Wednesday. So tomorrow we'll talk about the Netflix Raw. Check it out tonight. Good luck with that 3 hours and 30 minutes. Thanks, Tom, as always. Everybody in the studio, callers and listeners. Mike Sempervivi. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.